Hello and welcome to Philosophical Entertainment, a podcast where if you're not philosophically entertained, our entertainment is only philosophical. My name is Danny Armstrong, and I'm a spiritual hypnotherapist from Fable and Echo. Do you remember back in 2012 when there was a little bit of speculation, a little bit of fear, and a whole lot of confusion around what was going to happen at the end of the year? The ancient Mayan civilization had a calendar that ended on December 21st, 2012. So there was a lot of speculation about whether or not that meant the world was going to end. It seems like such a human thing to do, to operate from a place of fear. But what if the significance of the calendar wasn't that something was going to end, but what if something was beginning? Today on the show, we are meeting with my friend Annie Perry, and we're going to be talking all about ascension. Before we talk with Annie today, I just want to take a moment to acknowledge Antara Pathways. As always, this episode has been made in collaboration with Antara Pathways. If you or someone that you know is facing challenges to do with end-of-life care, I highly recommend you head on over to antarapathways.org. There are so many amazing services that are aimed to help those going through these difficult times with the support and compassion that everyone deserves. Thank you again for being here today. I really think you're going to enjoy this interview with Annie. Hi, Annie. Thank you so much for joining me. I was wondering if to start with, you'd be happy to tell listeners a little bit about yourself and the work you do and how you got to be where you are today.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Danny, so much for having me on your podcast and giving me the opportunity to speak and share with your community. I'm honored and delighted. And my name is Annie Perry. I am a professional psychic channel, an ascension guide, and spirituality teacher. And so my awakening happened very abruptly in early 2020. I was actually traveling in Southeast Asia, and through a series of divine kismet experiences, I realized two things very quickly. One, through listening to a hypnosis recording, I realized that past lives were real, that trauma was real, and that our subconscious mind was real, and that things could be rewired or changed or healed inside of us. And the second thing that I learned through going to a Kundalini yoga class, the very next day after I listened to this hypnosis recording, was that chakras were real, that energy was real. And I was raised in a very tiny bubble, a small cage. I was raised in a Christian fundamentalist, like very strict Baptist home here in the Pacific Northwest and all along the West Coast of the United States, really. And so growing up, that was all that I knew. I was homeschooled. I went to church three times a week. My friends were only allowed to be church people. I was supposed to read the Bible every single day. And so I came out of a really deep level of religious programming. And during that time in Southeast Asia, I was traveling by myself. And it was like the first time that spirit could really reconnect with me outside of all of the conditions that had been set up through my life and all the programming and all the really set in concrete beliefs. And when I was on that flight to Southeast Asia, I had this thought of like, I feel like there's something wrong with me. And I feel like, and what I was feeling was all of the years of mental and emotional turmoil that had never been dealt with, and all of the feelings of sadness and anger and low self-worth, all the things that really build up throughout our lifetime here on earth. And I just had this feeling, this thought, like, you know, I feel like there's something wrong with me. And it was kind of like I was opening up, like, if there's anyone out there, because I'd talked to God and Jesus for years and no one ever talked back. And I was just like, if there's anything out there, like, I just want to know, like, how to feel better. And within a week, those two things happened to me. And I realized that if energy was real, because I felt the energy in my chakras, it was undeniable. If energy was real, and if our subconscious mind and past lives are real, what else have I been told is not real that could actually be real and true? And so I completely set out on this quest with like a fire inside of me that I was going to heal my emotional wounds, that I was going to learn about energy, that I was going to learn about chakras, that I was going to, you know, and when I think back to the beginning compared to where I am now, it's, you know, it's kind of like, oh, that was very wonderfully innocent at that time, because I was like, chakras and energy. And now I teach cosmology professionally and I psychic channel. And I had no idea what any of those things were. I had no idea what I did not believe in extraterrestrials. I did not believe that there was anything outside of Earth because of what I'd been taught my entire life. And my understanding of God was very religious based. It was very fearful. I had so much fear in my body about what's going to happen to me when I die and where am I going to go. And it was this, you know, this fear of, you know, if I'm doing anything wrong, if I'm sinning, that I need to, you know, get Jesus on my side even more. You know, it's just kind of a religion can be a really confusing loop for many people, especially when it's so rigidly structured. And that was my experience with it. And so I went on this journey, and within a couple of months, I mean, everything just moved so quickly. And the reason I want to tell this part of the story is because I think so many people might feel the same way. Like maybe they're behind, or maybe they're starting from, you know, a place where it's going to take so much time to catch up. And the truth is, it's only been 6 years. It's been 5 years since I've been working professionally. So it happens very, very quick. And within a couple of months, I had opened all of my energy centers. I had started regressing past lives. It started accessing my Akashic records. I was working very hard on all of my psychic gifts because I really wanted to be able to talk to these spirit guides. I wanted to know, like, who are you? Where are you? What are you? And could you help me? Because I was starting to feel better and better and better with all of the, you know, I started where most people start, with doing the healing journey, with releasing all the negative emotions out of my body and healing childhood wounds and trauma and, you know, letting the inner child finally breathe and feel whole and happy again. And I was starting to feel so good that I was like, I will not go backwards. And consciousness is always moving forwards anyway. But I was like, I won't go back, because this is the only thing in my life where I have ever felt peace and wholeness and happiness and contentment through understanding energy and doing this energy work. And so I just continued on. And about a year and a half later, I could fully talk to and speak to and channel my spirit guides. I started to learn all about spiritual teams. I could see them quite clearly with my clairvoyance. And I had done a lot of healing at that point, and my guides took me into the desert. So I went on a road trip with all of my possessions in my car. I moved from the East Coast of the United States back to the West Coast, and it was kind of this pilgrimage journey, but they led me out into the desert, and it was like an initiation. They taught me how to read other people's energy, how to read their Akashic records, how to help them heal, how to help them understand, you know, what emotional and mental wounds might be afflicting them and creating these barriers inside of us. And so I spent 9 days out there, and I did have direct contact actually with my Arcturian family. And I was totally freaked out at first. So if people hear that and they're like, that sounds really freaky, no worries. I was pretty freaked out when it happened too, but it was one of the most loving experiences I have ever had. I have never been near any human, not even my own mother, who I know loves me unconditionally, but I've never been near another human who I felt the waves of unconditional love just flowing off of them towards me and around me. And I just felt that this is unconditional love and this is my family and they don't want to hurt me. They want to help me and love me more. And I had a wonderful experience with them getting some psychic and energetic upgrades that allow me to do the work that I'm doing now as a professional psychic. And from the day that I drove out of the desert, I started telling people, you know, hey, would you let me do a free psychic reading on you? And I wanted to kind of test out my new abilities. And within 3 days, people were like recommending me to their friends and people wanted to pay me for it. And so it made sense for me to, you know, start my business and actually start creating and create a portal where all of this work could start to come through me. So that's what I did in the beginning. My work has transformed a lot over the last 5.5 years since I came out of the desert. And one of my big, you know, areas that I work in is one that Danny loves, which is the Luminary Podcast, where I teach spirituality, energetics, you know, awakening, ascension, about the new earth. And so at this point, I have kind of stepped really deeply into my role as teacher, and being able to channel the Akashic Records really helps me to go in there and get clarity on all of these cosmic topics and bring them through in a really clear way that allows other people to understand them. So now where I'm at in my life and in my work is that I am a teacher. I teach through the Luminary Podcast. I teach in courses and masterclasses, and I work with students. And I absolutely love what I get to do every single day. I feel so aligned in my purpose and honored to be here with all of you guys today.
Thank you so much, Annie. That's an incredible story. And I know I've listened to your podcast and really enjoyed hearing the details that you go into. You share so much. You're very vulnerable with your audience. And I think that it just helps us connect so much with you. So thank you so much for sharing that. With the work you do with ascension, I think that I've had maybe a little bit of a warped idea about what ascension is, and some of the listeners might feel the same as well. How would you explain what ascension really is and when did it start?
Yeah, that's a great question. Thank you for giving me the space to teach this in a really clear, coherent way, because I think a lot of people have, you know, ideas about ascension that may or may not be aligned with what's actually unfolding. And a lot of us have heard this word before in religion, you know, and so it kind of sounds like this lofty concept. I think for me in my everyday life, it's so normalized because every day I'm talking about ascension, 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 that it doesn't quite hold the trigger for me anymore. But in the beginning, I was like, I'm a very skeptical person. For someone who does the work that I do, I have to check everything out and I have to check it out on all of the different angles before I let it into my reality. So ascension was definitely one of those things that I was like sniffing around it. And I was like, you know, I need to understand all of the different aspects of this before I start going around telling people that there's an ascension happening. And I think my guides actually really appreciate that skepticism about me because, one, it allows me to understand things deeper before I start talking and teaching about them. And two, it doesn't make me very susceptible to teachings that are fear-based. And so that's really where I discern between ideas, especially in spirituality. Is this a fear-based concept? Is this not for the highest good of all? Is this going to negatively impact people, or is this a love-based concept? So to understand the machinations of ascension, there has to be two different things at play on a planet. And ascension is something that can happen on any planet, but it is a combined force between the planet itself and the inhabitants of the planet. And so there are many uninhabited planets, and there are some planets that choose not to go through an ascension journey. And Mars is a really great example of that. But Earth has this unique combination right now where the planet herself has said, I want to ascend. And what that means is I want to rise up into higher dimensions and anchor them as my primary dimensional frequency. So the dimensional frequency that you and I experience right now, actually, I'll say the one that we experienced when we were born, right? Before 2012, the one that we experienced as our primary reality was third dimension. And it is the lowest dimension that you can go into where something isn't, you know, flat, where there's actually some sort of form, right? 3D form. But it is the most dense compared to all of the other dimensions. So dimensions are states of awareness. And this planet has asked their guides to ascend into the dimension, so to anchor in higher dimensional frequencies as their primary base. They also happen to have a population of humans on this planet who are actually referred to cosmically or galactically as Gaians. And the Gaians as well were also at a point where many of them, not all, but many of them were wanting to ascend back in the dimensions. So if there is an ascent, there is actually a descent that comes before that. So the descent that we experience on this planet was that there used to be a civilization here called Lemuria. And Lemuria was primarily 10th through 12th dimensional awareness, meaning that the beings were on this planet, but their dimensional awareness was different than ours. And over time and through a process called the descent, they began to lower that frequency awareness. And then we had the Atlanteans on this planet who further lowered that frequency awareness until we got all the way down to the lowest dimensional awareness where you can have physical life forms, and that's third dimensional awareness. And that's when the Gaian human project on Earth began. And so we've only been the primary species on this planet for a little less than 10,000 years. It has been the tiniest, tiniest little blip of experiencing the most fierce illusion of separation from Source. It cannot actually separate from Source, but Source can create a very convincing illusion. The illusion can't be held for that long because it is a state of resistance. And so if you think about the fact that all energy has always existed and will always exist in our universe, 10,000 years is a very, very tiny amount of time to experience in the illusion of separation. So the planet is in the process of ascending. And so the planet herself is on her own clock, and she will be on that clock regardless of what the population of the planet is doing, what the self-aware beings on her planet are doing. We happen to be in a state of alignment that many of the inhabitants of the planet also want to return in their ascent to the higher dimensional states of awareness. So if you have the planet in agreement to ascend into a higher dimensional awareness as primary frequency, then that can be coupled with what is called transitioning into a deeper density of consciousness. Now, there are 7 densities of consciousness, and I will spare everyone from that talk right now, but I go in depth on my podcast about that if you want to learn more. If some of you are familiar with the raw material, then you know that concept. And that is one that is very well known in the Akashic Records and in cosmology and with all of the different beings out there who are looking out for us. And so it's widely accepted on a cosmic scale that Earth has reached these 2 points simultaneously, a planet willing to ascend through dimensional frequencies and the transition into a deeper density of consciousness. So that we are transitioning out of third density consciousness and into fourth density consciousness, which is a love-based frequency. Now that is coupled with fifth dimensional awareness. You have awareness and then you have consciousness. And to have an ascent, you have to have both of these moving forward. You can have a planet that is moving into fourth density consciousness, but chooses not to raise up in the dimensional awareness. You can also have free will souls like ourselves who choose to go into fourth density consciousness, but not to raise up in the dimensional awareness. So it's a meeting point of arising in the dimensional awareness and deepening in our density of consciousness. So two different factors at play that create an ascension, which is not unheard of. Many of us who are here right now have experienced in ascensions on other planets, but it is a unique circumstance on its own. And it's kind of like being invited to maybe your favorite type of party. And you're like, hey, oh, it's a costume party. It's not a regular party. It's a costume party. So I want to go to that one. And there are millions of souls all over our local universe, which is a galaxy, that want to be invited to the costume parties, that want to be invited to an ascension, because they just love it. They love that combination of transitioning into a deeper density of consciousness and ascending in dimensional awareness at the same time. There is this state of ecstatic bliss that we are able to achieve within ourselves, peace, love, joy like we've never known before, that's possible when you have these two, when you have these two factors at play. And we just happen to be wonderfully having these two factors at play on this planet. So it's a planetary ascension, and there is a partial inhabitant ascension. For those who would like to ascend, they are more than welcome to.
Thank you, Annie. I think just hearing you explaining ascension is going to be enough for people to realize why I'm obsessed with your podcast, why I'm on your website every day, looking at your courses, looking at what you teach. So you've sort of have touched on this a little bit here, I suppose, with my next question, wanting to know, who is ascension for? Is it for everyone? You mentioned that it's for those wanting to ascend. So we have a choice?
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's the glory and the wonder of being a free will being. So if those listeners decide that they want to study the densities of consciousness, the third density consciousness is all about getting your free will back. You might not have full memory in all of your third density lifetimes of who you are. You might have some partial cosmic memory, but for the most part, in third density, what we get to do is we get to play and we get to explore and we get to tell all of these amazing stories across multiple planets and multiple incarnations, multiple different species and different body types. And we get to tell stories where we can be the villain, or we can be the hero, or we can be the damsel in distress, or we can be the baker on the street who loves baking and loves the artistry of it, or we can be a CEO of a Fortune 500 company and, you know, live at the top of a skyscraper and fly to work on a helicopter every day. We get to tell all of these incredible stories in third density consciousness because it's called the choosing. And what we get to choose there is, do you want to continue through the densities all the way to seventh density? Well, actually, all the way to sixth density. Do you want to follow the path of service to self, which many people identify as, you know, kind of the, you know, restrictive path, the path of, I don't like using the word darkness, because not all darkness is service to self, but we kind of think of it as like, you know, the path of the light, where it's service to others and you live in community and you open the heart chakra and you learn the lessons and the ways of love. Or do you want to follow the path of service to self? And so service to self would mean that when you graduate into fourth density consciousness, you do not ascend past the fourth dimensional awareness. You stay in fourth dimensional awareness and you don't open the heart center and you don't learn all of the wonderful lessons of love and come into community with others. You kind of go into this negative fragmenting consciousness where there's always sort of a fight to be, you know, at the top. And it's a very small percentage of our local universe that chooses path of service to self. It's maybe 1%, so it's very, very small. 99% of us choose the path of service to others, and we want to be beings of light because it feels so much better. It's more aligned with our baseline frequency that we come from. All of the energies in the universe come from the baseline frequency of love, light, intelligence. And so that's what most beings choose. Now, as far as when to graduate into fourth density consciousness, there's going to be different incarnations available to you in fourth density than the ones that you can have in third density. And so this is where some people might say, I don't want to graduate yet because I'm having an amazing time living all of these stories that I can't live in fourth density consciousness because I'll remember too much of who I am and the experience won't be as immersive. And so many beings, especially on this planet, I would say probably over 80%, are not going to choose to go through ascension. They're probably going to travel to other planets where they can continue having what's called the karmic experience. The karmic experience, even though it sounds like it could be this, you know, negative punishment wheel that you're stuck in, it's actually the place where you get to have the immersive experiences. And then the karmic wheel brings you back to who you truly are when it's time for you to consider graduating again. And so you can have all of these amazing experiences, and many souls want to have those experiences for longer than a planet will offer them. A planet will traditionally offer those experiences for about 75,000 years of our years because it does take such a toll on the planet to hold such a strong state of illusion for the inhabitants. So typically what I see is a lot of souls will travel to other planets for millions of years. They'll explore millions of stories. They'll have all kinds of amazing incarnations and experiences. And when they're ready, they'll let their guides know, okay, I'm done with the fully immersive experience and I'm ready to graduate into fourth density consciousness. And that will happen as a process between them and their guides. So yeah, it's your choice. And what I will say about the ascension happening on Earth is that if you're here, ascension might not be important to you. And that's what I always tell my community. The first rule of ascension is not everybody cares about ascension. And it's just true because most people are like, oh yeah, another ascension is happening. Like their soul's like, and we're going to dip out of here, you know, at the ninth hour and we'll just head to a different planet and have, you know, continue having the experiences that we want to have. And it's not really something that most souls are going to think about inside of their incarnation. It's something they're going to think about once they're outside of their incarnation. So it's really a topic for you and your guides when you are life between life. But what you should know about being on this planet right now is that your soul, if you're here on this planet incarnated right now and anytime after 2012, your soul was in agreement, okay, I'm going to be on a planet that's going through ascension. The dimensions are going to be changing around me. It's going to be a little bit of a weird experience at first because you're going to start having fourth and fifth dimensions very prominent, right? The entire digital world, this online social media world, all of that's happening in the fourth dimension, right? It's not happening in physical reality. We're experiencing it in our minds. And so we have the physical reality in 3D. We have the fourth dimensional awareness, which is all of the digital lives that we're creating and building. And then we're ballooning into fifth dimensional awareness, which is a state of love, which is a state of unity. But that also means that if you have 3D, a state of resistance, and 5D, a state of unity, you start to have the polarity become very, very obvious. So we see that already in our world with a lot of polarity, a lot of division. Some people want to be in this dimensional awareness. Some people want to be in that dimensional awareness. And it's up to you and your soul to choose where you want to be. And you can change your mind at any time through the dimensions millions of times per day. But if you're here, you agreed to be here during an ascension. So your soul already knows on a cosmic level what's going on and that you agreed to be here during it. And maybe you thought, hey, it could be really interesting, could be very different from any of the other lifetimes I've experienced. It's not to say that if you're here, you're going to go all the way through with ascension. That's going to be a pretty small group of souls. And it doesn't make them special. It doesn't make them better. It just makes that's their choice. And the larger group of souls is just going to continue on to many other planets where they can have these immersive experiences. Yeah.
Thank you, Annie. I just love the way you're able to take these things and really take the fear out of them, because change can be scary. And I think people have this, yeah, I guess a fear of being left behind or leaving others behind, but you're able to capture it in such a beautiful way. With ascension, is there a risk of people, I guess, misunderstanding it as some sort of form of escape or bypassing karma? Or do you ever come across that in your work?
You know, what I come across is, because the actual act of ascension, the actual energetic process of graduating, is overseen by your guides. There's this agreement between you, okay, I'm done having this certain experience. I want to move on to the next experience. Your guides kind of measure your consciousness, and they really talk to you about everything that you've learned. And I'm just going to throw this out there and open another can of worms. Your spirit guides are future versions of yourself. They are future incarnations. They're future galactic beings of yourself. And because of simultaneous time, they're able to reach across time, space, and dimension and guide their past versions of self. So there's really no one better equipped to guide you than you in the future, who already knows everything that happened. And that is a big topic for another episode, or I go more into that on my own podcast. But I think that once you can kind of understand that it's an agreement between you, your current point in consciousness, and these future selves that are have, you know, what's at stake is that you guys are all included in one oversoul. And so they have your best interests at heart. So when it comes to, so what I typically see is that people can try to escape third dimensional compression, because the 3D is very compressed. There's gravity pushing us down. There's negative energies pulling us into a state of resistance. And so there is a kind of a cramping feeling that we have here. Some people might experience it as despair, as depression, as, you know, you think of like depression, like compressed. And we do experience this compression here because we're so much more than what we perceive ourselves to be. But we come here to have this sort of fractured, tiny experience to see, you know, who we are inside of these dimensions. And what I typically see is someone might try to thrust all of their awareness into fifth dimension and ignore the part of themselves that's still in the third dimension. And that would be more along the lines of spiritual bypassing than the actual act of ascension. So you can focus on fifth dimensional awareness and kind of try to ignore the third dimensional part of you, but you can't actually ascend and bypass anything, because your spiritual guides are the ones that, you know, actually conduct that process in the etheric realm. So you're outside of body when that actually happens. When you're inside of body and you actually want to spiritually bypass, which means I want to ignore what's happening in the discomfort dimensions, which is 3D and 4D. And 4D is really the scaffolding that holds 3D up and creates the sense of separation. It includes the astral realms. It includes the dream world. It includes the lower astral realm, where kind of negative energies live, and the upper astral realm, where lots of positive energies reside. And you can kind of want to try to jump into only fifth dimensional awareness. But the issue is that your physical body right now, our body has too much chemical makeup. It's still quite third dimensional. In that evolutionary process from carbon DNA to crystalline DNA is going to take us at least the next 300 years. So in this lifetime, it's very unlikely that someone is going to, you know, meditate on a mountain long enough to just combust into a fully crystalline body. I mean, if you achieve it, please, you know, write me a letter. I'm more than willing to be wrong about that. But the odds of a lot of people doing that is pretty small, because the illusion here is quite strong and the carbon DNA is very, very strong. So that's an evolutionary process that has to take place before we actually live inside of fully fifth dimensional bodies, which are called the light body or the body of light. And I think the caution around, you know, spiritual seekers trying to put all of their awareness inside of the fifth dimension is that what gets left behind is all the third dimensional parts of you. So if you start to see your 3D life, you know, start falling apart and crumbling apart, it's a sign that you've put all of your awareness into, you know, usually the fifth dimension. And if your awareness isn't on a dimension, that dimension starts to crumble apart. It starts to deteriorate. Now, if you're experiencing a lot of agony, anxiety, negative feelings, you might think, I want my 3D life to fall apart and just, you know, I want to just be in the fifth dimension. But the issue is the DNA isn't there yet. So we still are having these physical experiences. My guidance to my students and to my community is learn to master your energy to where you can nurture your third dimensional self, what's happening in your 3D life. You can meet it with the love that you're experiencing in the fifth dimension. Meet your digital lives, which are happening in the fourth dimension, with that same amount of love. You know, funnel the energy from the fifth dimension into the third and fourth dimensions, rather than trying to leap your consciousness and to hold on to being only a fifth dimensional being. Funnel the energy there. Show up to your 3D spaces. Show up to your 3D job with that love light intelligence coming from the fifth dimension. And this is where everyone goes, oh no, not my job. Like, it's the one thing everyone wants to get away from. And I totally understand, but something that I learned from Bashar, who is an Esasani channeled through Daryl Anka, is that we have to allow our passions and what we feel called to. Many spiritual seekers feel called to work in the spiritual industry. We have to allow our passions to show us that they can provide for us, to show us that they can provide something like a house, to show us that they can pay things like 3D bills, right? We all need, you know, the water bill to be paid, the power bill to be paid. You need a roof over yourself because you do exist in the third dimension inside of your body. So allow your passions to show you that they can provide for you. And by doing that, you're allowing fifth dimensional energy to funnel into the 3D and 4D dimensions that you currently, as a multidimensional being, reside in.
Thank you, Annie. That's beautiful and so relatable. We're all wanting to get away from our 3D jobs, I think. You've mentioned a few times the concept of the new earth, and that's something that I've come across a lot because of Dolores Cannon. I really struggled to fully understand it and get my head around it. How would you explain the new earth to people hearing about it for the first time?
That's a great question. So the new earth has everything to do with the ascension. So when you anchor in a new dimensional resting frequency for a planet, the planet itself changes dimensions. So that's essentially, the old earth was anchored into a third dimensional awareness. And that means the entire planet operated from that dimensional awareness. Now, fourth dimension was still on top of that, and outside of that was fifth dimension. It's not to say that any of those dimensions are inaccessible at any time, but there's a primary resting frequency. So we went through third dimension resting frequency for the planet. When the planet makes this full shift, which will be in about 1,000 years, to the new resting frequency, which will be the fifth dimension, we will literally be on what we could call a new earth. Now, some of you guys know this, but you know, all of the cells in your body change every, I think it's like 7 years. And so you have the same genetic expression coming through, but all of the cells have changed and you've been made new. You're essentially in a new body, but you look pretty similar to how you used to look. You know, we experience the aging process, but the planet doesn't. So it's the same concept. Like, the planet is not going to combust. It's not going to be destroyed. It's not going to be thrown into the ethers. It's the same planet, but it's going to go through this like cellular regeneration from the inside out as it anchors in a fifth dimensional resting frequency. And that is what we call, when it's complete, the new earth. And so it's going to have a lot of the same genetic expression. It's still going to be our beautiful blue and green planet. It's still going to have blue skies, but there will be some differences. One of the differences that some of you might even be able to see right now is that if you, because she's already started the process of anchoring in fifth dimensional awareness, that dimension has started to sink in through fourth and through third, sinking literally into the earth as they start to merge. So she's got a frequency pulsing from the inside out. And then that dimensional awareness that used to be kind of stacked on top of us, and we used to call it, you know, heaven, the sky, that started to come down and merge into the earth. And so they're going to have a meeting point there. And one of the things that you can do to see the new earth is you can go out in your garden into a space in nature. You can meditate on love. You can open your heart center. You can get really full of that frequency of divine love, light, intelligence that you are, and open your eyes and look around. And you might see some things that are not what you would have seen if you were in primarily third dimensional awareness. You might see the plants look like they're glowing with more light coming out of them. You might see a tiny little creatures that live inside of the fourth dimension, live inside of the astral realm, suddenly become visible to you. And you might see them, you might see traces or outlines of them with your physical eyes. So that experience is entirely available to us right now. And I think that's a great way for beginners to start understanding, like, okay, the new earth begins with quite literally the earth anchoring in a new resting frequency in fifth dimension. What it means for the rest of us as we have this dimension starting to sink in and starting to interact with us on a daily basis is that it will change every aspect of this planet. So it's going to change what it means to be in society. Going to change what it means to build a city. It's going to change what it means to have a business. All of those micro realities that are all over our planet are also going to be changed, and they're going to be anchored into fifth dimensional awareness. So the way that you do business in a couple hundred years, the way that you build architecture in a couple hundred years, the way that we treat the planet, which I know is a large concern for many, the way that we treat the planet, the way that we recycle and take care of our own waste and our own excess, all of that is going to be transformed. So there will not just be a quite literal new planet herself, but there will also be new structures that the inhabitants who choose to stay here during the ascension build and create from that dimensional awareness. So it will be the planet, but it will also be the cities and the civilization that remains here over the next 1,000 years.
Thank you, Annie. That sounds so beautiful. With all of these changes that are going on in the world and within ourselves with this ascension, a lot of us feel overwhelmed and a little bit destabilized. How would you explain to them what is happening within their bodies, within their physical forms, and within their soul or spirit body?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think that's really the point. You know, we can learn so much about what the planet's doing, but at the end of the day, the planet is this incredible intelligence. And if you are worried about the Earth, I really encourage you to let those worries and fears go. She is so intelligent. She has dealt with so many civilizations. She's got a handle on this. She knows what she wants. She asked for ascension. She asked for this experience. She's working with Solaris, the sun, to receive all of these solar flares, higher light code energies to help her with this transmutational process. And I think what we can focus on is what's happening inside of our own selves, right? Which is our responsibility. What's happening inside of you right now, because you have come to this planet with full knowing before you arrived that there was going to be an ascension going on, that you were going to live in a multidimensional state, is that's part of it, right? You're becoming more multidimensional. And with the more energy that pulses out from the earth and the more high frequencies that come in from the sun and all of these solar flares and auroras that we've been experiencing, all of that's literally entering into your DNA. And what it's doing is it is awakening your crystalline DNA, which is a process. It's an evolutionary process, one that we have not seen before on this planet. We only witnessed the opposite of it when the Lemurians went down into density. And it's something new, which is, again, another reason why a soul might choose to be here during this time, to kind of have this experience of, okay, my DNA is going to start changing on this, you know, microcosm, the cellular level, and I'm going to start changing from the inside out. And when that happens, all of these higher light energies come into the body where we have held and compressed a lot of density, a lot of the resistance emotions. So resistance emotions are all of the negative emotions that we get to experience here. And they don't feel great. That's the whole point of them. They do not feel great. They are something different than what we normally feel, which outside of this body, you feel great. You feel great all the time. And you wondered, what would it be like to not feel great? And now you have the answer, probably many times over. You've probably been on this planet with me for the last 10,000 years, experiencing all of these resistance emotions. So those live inside of our body, and we can pack a lot of them on top of each other. And when we do healing work, when we experience a large solar flare, when we shake our body and dance around, when we sing, when we do anything that allows these energies to loosen up and to start shedding the layers of them, they start to leave our body. And if you really know how to, you know, take care of your energy and the energy in your home and your spaces, you can fully transmute them and, you know, turn them into zero point energy. You could turn them into higher dimensional energy. There's a lot that we can do with it. And there is an inner knowing inside of you that you are a master of energy. So that's what's happening to us. And when these emotions get shaken loose and they start to come up and leave the body, we can get stuck in a state of, you know, maybe you have like despair come up, or you have an old memory, an old trigger, but maybe you don't know how to release the energy from your body. And you sort of hold back onto it and try to put it back in. And then we get stuck in these long-term states of push-pull resistance, but I don't want it anymore, but I don't know what to do with it. And that causes a lot of the anxiety, long-term anxiety, fear about the future, feeling stuck in your life, feeling like you're haunted by the past. A lot of these mental cages that we get stuck in is kind of our mind trying to figure out, what do I do with this energy that's stuck on me, but I don't know how to get rid of it, and I don't know how to release all of this from my body because this higher energy is coming in and it's shaking everything loose. But we don't remember, not all of us remember how to release the energy so that we can actually be aligning with a higher, lighter frequency and feeling good every day, feeling good for most of the day, feeling good at work, feeling good in your relationships, you know, allowing yourself to be more peaceful, allowing yourself to be in a state of prosperity, which sounds like that's what everyone wants, but not everyone knows unconsciously and consciously how to manage those energies. So my guidance to those who feel like, yeah, I feel like there's these energies, I don't know if I'm actually releasing them, I don't know if I'm getting stuck in a loop, is to just tell the energy, you are the master here. You're the master of this domain, which is your body and your experience. You're not the master of anybody else, and you're not the master of anyone else's domain, but you are the master and the one responsible for you. And that means that you have the authority to tell these energies, please leave my body. I'm done with you now. Thank you. Please leave my body. And so if you do find this emotion rising up in you, anger, sadness, fear, depression, you know, any kind of suffering, which is resistance, any kind of resistance rising up in you, you can immediately be free from it by saying, I'm done with you. Please leave my body. And that's all that it is. It's just a layer that you picked up through life, through all of our experiences, through other people. They're the primary ones that, you know, shoot energies at us, and we unknowingly absorb all of them. And that's just the nature of how the energy moves here. We can't see it. So sometimes we don't think it's actually happening, but But if you could see it, you would without a doubt say, okay, there are definitely some energies stuck inside of my body. And this is what I used to do when I read people's energy centers, is I would look at all the blocks that have built up. And you're so much more than just the physical space that you occupy. There's more to you energetically. You occupy a lot more space energetically. And so knowing how to release those energies with a simple command, with simply telling them, I'm done with you. Please leave my body. Please leave my home. Please leave my space. Maybe you're at work. Please leave my work. That's okay. Now everybody can experience peace at work. Please leave my work. You know, you're not welcome here anymore. And it's not that they have this power over you. It's that you need to be expressing your power over the energy. We can sometimes think the energy has this power over us, and it doesn't. It's like an object in your house. Like if you wanted it to move, you would pick it up and you would move it. And we can do the exact same thing through commands with energy. We can tell them, you know, I'm done. Please release. Leave my body. You know, if you want to wish it well, that's great. Maybe you'll transmute it to a higher frequency. And that's really what you can get into when you really start to learn how to master your energy, is taking energies out of your body that are negative, transmuting them to a higher frequency, turning your pain into pleasure, turning your poverty into wealth consciousness, literally turning your poverty into cash. You know, you can do so many things with energy. You have all of those abilities, but we are on the journey of remembering all of them.
Beautiful. Thank you, Annie. A lot of these energies that are coming up for people, are you seeing the relevance to these being past life traumas? Are you seeing a lot of people also recovering their own past life memories more rapidly at the moment with this ascension?
I feel like, yes, ever since I met you and Myra and everyone, Savio and everyone who does all the past life regressions, I feel like every day I'm thinking about past lives. So my journey with past lives was that accidentally, through listening to a hypnosis recording, I accidentally just felt like I could just push and like there would be something more beyond the psychic space that I had cultivated for doing kind of this inner child healing. So I would go through hypnosis recordings, I would go into my childhood, and I just had this sort of feeling like there was a veil, a wall there, and I could push on it, and maybe there would be something on the other side. And so I did one day, and on the other side, I kind of stumbled into a past life and saw what was really blocking me and what was really happening in this story from a past life that was unresolved. And I stumbled around for the first few minutes trying to figure out what was going on, but eventually, I think it took me probably like an hour. Eventually, I concluded it. You know, I kind of intuitively felt what I needed to do to conclude it, to bring all the energy to peace. And I've never had to revisit that past life again. So, and then from that point, once I could communicate with my guides and they were really taking me to all of these different places in the universe, I could start regressing myself and going and visiting all these past lives and learning more about. Some people call it soul fragment retrieval. I think that's fine as long as you understand that your soul is more like water than a piece of paper. We think of a fragment as like a torn piece of paper. You know, maybe it could never be taped back together. Your soul is like water. So your water can be poured around into different cups, into the river, into an ocean. It can be bigger, it can get smaller. And so soul fragment retrieval is just going and grabbing some of the water that is you and putting it back in your cup. And it's wonderful because you start to feel this wholeness radiate from you. And what I am seeing during ascension, because these higher light frequencies and coming from the sun, coming up from the earth that are transmuting everything in the environment that we live in, is that the veil that we used to experience very strongly is being disintegrated. Now, the veil is not this cosmic oppressor that some people feel it is, you know, that it's preventing me from remembering who I am. You put the veil on yourself. And it's actually this tiny, thin, etheric technology that gets laid over the brain. And it allows you to have this singular, seemingly singular experience as Annie, as Danny, you know, it allows us to have that. And so we put that on ourselves, kind of like a helmet that you put over your brain. And what's happening is it's being dissolved. And so you're going to have past lives coming up in dreams. coming up in when you're watching a movie. You're going to feel like, I just feel like I'm there. Or you could be watching a movie or something on the internet and you can just burst into tears and feel like it had such a deep connection with you and feel like you were there and like you felt everything that they were feeling. And that's usually a sign that what's happening through all of this higher energy coming in and the dissolution of the veil is that your soul cosmic memory is being restored. Your soul cosmic memory is all around you. It's in the Akashic records. It's a part of you, but it's not in your immediate awareness of the brain because of the veil that we put on ourselves, because we want to forget who we are so I can pretend to be Annie to the fullest of my abilities, or the fullest of my imaginative abilities. And when that soul cosmic memory starts to seep back in, you start getting all of the other versions of you. You start getting this awareness of, I'm more than just Annie. I'm the soul who's been on a journey and I have dreams of this like etheric place that feels so good. And I feel like there were angels there. And maybe this is where I planned my lifetimes, or maybe this is where I go when I die. And then you start dreaming of other planets, or most people kind of start going into places in history. You know, my mom, when I first started talking to her about this, she's like, I just always dream of this Victorian era and that I'm this Victorian person. And, you know, I used to do little like micro regressions for people and like tell them, you know, like, oh, this was one of the people that you were in a past life. So you can go back to like the 1920s or the 80s or wherever you might find yourself. And the importance of these lifetimes that are going to come up for you during this lifetime, which is a unique lifetime to be on a planet during ascension, what's going to come up for you is all of the parts of yourself that want to be reconciled first. So all of the parts of you that are in resistance that are ready to be reconciled, which doesn't necessarily mean that they are lining up through linear time. Some of them can feel like they're more linear time oriented, like maybe you go back to the 60s first and maybe you go back to the 1860s next. But what I have found is that they bounce all around, that they could be off planet and then on planet and then ancient and then like a lifetime I had in the 80s. They can be kind of everywhere, but the ones that start to come through first are the ones ready to be reconciled. So when you guys are doing these past life regressions, you're achieving, when someone heals from it, you're achieving this state called reconciliation. That's kind of the cosmic term for it. Reconciliation is there was some imagining that your soul is a glass of water. You know, you spilt some water over here in ancient Egypt. Okay, now we're going to collect that water and put it back in the cup. We're reconciling that part of you. And so when we do that, we feel more whole. We feel happier. We feel lighter. These ghost energies kind of live inside of our body and they create triggers. They create their own emotions. We carry them around sometimes because we're like, maybe this is the lifetime that I'm going to resolve it. So we might bring a bunch with us. And if we are able to resolve them, then we can release those energies. Just like what we were talking about earlier, you know, asking the energy, like, please leave my body, go to 0 point, go to the fifth dimension. You know, go and become money for the person that is panhandling on the side of the street. Like, go bless someone with that energy, right? Become positive energy and bless them. And that's so much of what we can do when we start to recognize these energies and our mastery over energy, which maybe right now you're feeling like, I don't feel like a master over energy. Trust me. If you're listening to this, you are well on your way to mastering energy and to be able to change energy on this planet for the highest good of all of us, right? What if you took that energy that's been distressing you since ancient Rome and you turn that into a blessing for the people, a high frequency energy to share with the people around you? Now you took something that was negative and you made it positive. You achieved transmutation. In that moment, you became the alchemist that you are. And so there's so much that is possible for us. And these lifetimes are asking to be reconciled, especially if they have to do with any negative energies. Now you can always explore the amazing lifetimes that you had that you loved, and those can teach you a lot about who you are as well. You can go and you can play in these other lifetimes and be like, okay, this is when I really felt powerful. or this is when I really loved someone unconditionally, or this is when I was very aligned in my purpose. And maybe I can bring some of that energy into the lifetime that I have right now. If I can remember how I felt, I can download this into my current incarnation and have it change my reality and my experience right now.
Thank you, Annie. That's such a beautiful perspective. I think a lot of us have probably thought it. I can speak for myself and say I thought I'm going crazy. I see a lot of people online, and I don't like to feed into it, but I see that some people might say that someone's going through psychosis or something like that. And I just think it's such a challenging time for people. Do you have any advice on maneuvering through that?
Yeah, no, I really do. I really do, especially as someone who teaches the psychic arts to others. One of the reasons I feel really called to do that is to teach people how to safely awaken, how to not get caught up in the only area where there's a bunch of negative energy is in the lower astral realm. It's kind of the basement of Earth, and there's energies that exist there. You know, it's kind of like we're in a play on this planet. We're playing all of these characters, and the scaffolding behind the play, you know, the backstage is the astral realm, the fourth dimension. It's where we go when we sleep, when we're not playing our character. We go back there, take off all our makeup, take off our costume. we relax. We talk to all of our friends who are all the people that we thought that we hated, but they're actually our soul friend. And in the basement of the theater is where they keep, you know, all the extra costumes that might be scary and old and it's dark down there. And that's really what the lower astral realm is. And so there are negative entities down there, and they are negative entities that wander around this planet and that can really negatively affect us. And can I've seen many of them as attachments on people who are experiencing a lot of psychological pain. And of course, if I see it, I remove the entity, which is another thing that we can do easily by knowing how to manage our energy and understanding our authority over energy. So I think that on one hand, you are losing your mind because the veil is thinning. And so you are becoming a more multidimensional being. You are going through ascension. But part of that is coming back into the responsibility for your own energy. And when you start to gain more awareness, you start to be able to understand the energy. And through understanding the energy, you feel more empowered to take full responsibility for your energy. And so there's energetic hygiene and energetic practices. Sometimes we can think that, you know, thrusting our awareness into the fifth dimension and kind of hiding from the third and fourth dimensions is how we should be high vibe, or how we should ascend, or how we should deal with the turmoils and the tragedies that are happening on this planet right now. My opinion is quite different than that. I don't think we need to thrust our awareness only into the fifth dimension. I think we need to bring the fifth dimension into the third dimension and the fourth dimension. That's the process of transmutation. And so what I would say to anyone who's experiencing emotional and psychological distress is you need to tackle it from all three dimensions. So on one hand, you need to go to therapy. Therapy is great. Talk to someone. Get the energies out. Find a therapist that you like. People are always surprised when a psychic says go to therapy, but honestly, go to therapy, because you might just end up trying to hire a psychic to take care of what really you just need to say to a therapist. You know, talk to a therapist. Have a place where you can communicate in 3D reality what's happening to you and what you're experiencing, where you can start to understand other people who are a big part of our emotional and psychological distress, where you can start to create some boundaries in your 3D reality around how much news you take in. And then in the fourth dimension, which is the astral realm, is where we can do some energy protection. This is where you can clear the energy of your home, where you can set up protection around your home, where you can keep salt, which is like, you're never going to catch me without some Himalayan salt. Because salt absorbs negative energies. And so you can put that around your house. You can go to therapy and you can have salt in your house. And you can be taking care of yourself in multiple dimensions. And then you can meditate and you can do breath work and you can do things to go into the fifth dimension and bring that awareness into the third and fourth dimensions. So we have to be taking care of ourselves in a multidimensional way because we are multidimensional beings. And I know that at first, especially if you're stuck in a state like depression or extreme anxiety, it sounds like too much. And my advice to anyone who feels like, I want to do something, I want to take care of myself, I don't know where to start, or the thought of picking up the phone and calling a therapist is terrifying. And if you're a millennial, I totally understand. That's why you can find them online now. No phone call required. But my guidance to you, if even just taking those three steps feels overwhelming to address yourself in a multidimensional way, is to tell your guides. Tell your guides. It doesn't even matter if you don't believe in them. If you're like, this is so stupid, just try it. Just try it. Just shout in the wind, literally. Tell your guides. Say, I'm overwhelmed. I need help. I'm not sure what's going on. Bring me clarity. Bring me the right teacher. Bring me the information that I need. Bring it in the highest frequency. If there's negative energies around me, clear them away. I have no idea what psychic protection is, but can you put it around me and around my house and around my family? They can do all of that. They can do all of those things for you. They are a part of the energy that is all around you that is waiting to serve you. And we can feel triggered when we hear, you know, especially if you're a being that's oriented towards service to others, you feel triggered hearing that there's all this energy that wants to serve you. This energy is part of you. So it's almost like you have feet, but you're not using them to get where you want to go. This energy is all around you that you can't see, that's ready to help you, that's ready to put up psychic protection around your house, that's ready to clear away negative entities, that's ready to take that negative person out of your life, it's ready to help you create boundaries. It's ready to help you find the right therapist for you. It's ready to help you find the right home for you to live in. It's ready to help you find the right job to be in. You can do all of those things. It's multidimensional energy. And it's there to serve you. And it's there. And when I say serve, it's there to help you. It is there to help you. It is there to support you. It might move in ways that you don't understand because you can't see the paths of least resistance that it can see. It's intelligent energy. It's not dumb energy. It's not that stupid energy. It's intelligent energy. And this energy is an extension of you. And so your guides are there to help you. This energy all around you is there to help you. Your oversoul is there to help you. What do you need? What do you need? Write it all down in a notebook. Say it all in a voice note if you feel like you just really need to get it out. You know, tell someone, tell the void, like just speak to the room. Say, I need help. And they are going to help you. That's not just their job, it's their desire. It is their driving desire. It is part of that unconditional love that they feel for all past versions of themselves. So when you're truly speaking to your spiritual guides, and you don't need to identify some entity, you don't need to be like, okay, I'm going to call Metatron because I think Metatron might be my spirit guide. Metatron could be your spirit guide. Metatron could also not be your spirit guide. Metatron is not my spirit guide, but Metatron's a friend of mine. And so when I'm talking to my spirit guides, I'm talking to part of my own oversoul. And that's a very safe space to operate if you don't know who or what the other entities out there in the universe are. So make sure that you're directing it to my spiritual guides. Help me in these ways. This is what I need. This is what I think I need. Or this is what I'm feeling. And like, what can you do about it? Because there is so much that they can do for you. And they are just, most of them, when I used to do readings too for people and I would be telling them what their spirit guides are saying, most of them are just dying to help you. And I say that not literally because they're not going to die, but I say that, you know, they're just such this deep desire to help you, to help relieve any of your suffering, to help you navigate things, to help you with the psychology of all of it, to help you with the mental load. You know, they'll find the babysitter for you. You don't have to take that on because you think it's not worthy of telling a spirit guide about. I'm like, my house needs to get cleaned. Like, what can you guys do about that? And there is a lot that they can do. Suddenly the house is clean. There's so much. There's nothing that's too small. There's nothing that's too big. But it might happen in ways that are different than what you expect. Might happen not how you think it's going to happen, but if it still gets taken care of, then they usually follow the path of least resistance. So you have to take responsibility for your energy. You have to be open to managing and caretaking yourself in a multidimensional way, including the third dimension. And part of taking responsibility for yourself is the responsibility to communicate what your needs are with your spirit team.
Absolutely. Thank you, Annie. I've definitely been surprised by how things turn up in my life when I've asked. For those who are interested in working with you, what can you tell us about the workshops and the training that you have? What is available right now? And have you got anything that you're working on at the moment as well?
Yeah, thank you. There's so much to dig into even right now. So my big program for spirituality and psychic and awakening is called Ascension Academy. And within Ascension Academy is all of the psychic courses going into the higher realms, higher dimensions, teaching you how to safely manage your energy, teaching you how to safely activate your blue flame or your violet flame, and how to start connecting with your spirit guides. So really, I try to work from the highest frequency possible, but also making it really digestible and actionable for people in this dimension who have maybe no understanding of any of these concepts. And that's okay, because I'm a teacher and I'm going to teach you. I'm going to teach you so thoroughly that you're gonna be like, what did I really ask for? And so Ascension Academy has all of those programs. And then you can also get into them a la carte. You can also just take psychic channeling level one. Maybe you're like, I really feel called to learn about some of these energetic hygiene practices, to learn how to manage and take care of my energy, to learn how to talk to my spirit guides. And that can be all different kinds of spirit guides. And I want to do it in a really safe way. And so I teach the safest way. And I don't think that a lot of the places where you might find, you know, places like YouTube, where you're going to find just, you know, a guided meditation or something that might open you up, but maybe doesn't necessarily put you in a higher frequency that protects you from lower frequencies. That's what you're going to learn how to do in this program. And it's really, really important for you to learn how to do that. And so if you don't feel called to learn it with me, but you still feel called to learn it, please make sure that you ask your guides for someone that will teach you in a safe way. So you can get any of the courses and workshops a la carte. The other one that I think is really big for those who are awakening is my course called Activate Illuminate. That is a spiritual awakening master course. It's channeled from the Arcturians. It is a semi-psychic and semi-student course. And so you listen to guided activations that restore part of your soul cosmic memory. You listen to guided journeys that take you to different places where your soul has been. And then you also have the class portion where I'm teaching you, so just like I'm teaching you now, but teaching you about each topic per module. So Activate Illuminate is a really big one for spiritual awakeners. And you can find all of my current offers on wellspringofficial.com. Wellspring Official is the name of my business, the name of my website, and that's where you'll find me. You can also find all of my free content and the things that I'm channeling every single day. You can hang out with me and Danny every day on Instagram. My Instagram account is called @AnniePerryOfficial, and I am posting there almost every single day. Cosmic guidance, lessons, all kinds of things for you guys to dig into. Every once in a while, I'll do like a free community channeling and give you like a little tidbit about yourself on my Instagram stories. So that's a really like community oriented place to drop into. You can also, if you're more of a lone wolf, you can kind of jump into my YouTube channel. And I have many of the podcast episodes there. So the YouTube channel is @Luminary_Annie. And the podcast itself is called Luminary. And you can find the podcast on Apple, Spotify, and anywhere that you listen to podcast episodes. And you will be busy. Danny has been busy with the podcast, and she's really sunk her teeth in. So there's over 180 episodes. I'm getting ready for season 4 right now. It's going to be coming out this year, 2026. And there's just more and more to come. So the podcast is a great place to jump in and learn and jump around and learn all kinds of different cosmic information. The courses are a great place to learn a really organized, high frequency, intricate transmission. So it's kind of like the next step. And it's for people who are like feeling cold to specific courses or feeling activated by the name of them means that it's going to activate part of your soul cosmic memory inside of them. And so that's how they are. That's how they're channeled. That's how they're downloaded. That's how they're transmitted. And they are a very big frequency. It's kind of like a puzzle pieces. When you're on the podcast, you're getting a piece here, a piece here, a piece here, a piece here, a piece here. On Instagram, you're getting a piece, a micro piece, a micro piece, a micro piece. When you're in the side of the courses or workshops, you're getting a whole picture. And so that's really the best way I can describe what the experience is that you're going to have. So follow your intuition, talk to your spiritual team. They will guide you. And yeah, thank you, Dani, so much for the opportunity.
Thank you, Annie. And I just want to say, honestly, on every single podcast episode, all the information that you put out there is so well explained. I've mentioned to you that I've found myself drawing little diagrams of the way things work, the way we move through the different dimensions. It's been really eye-opening, especially if you're somebody who needs to understand not just what's happening, but why it's happening, how it's happening. So thank you so much, Annie. Lastly, do you have anything else coming up that you're working on? Are there any books on the way? Is that something we can look forward to?
Yeah, thank you. I forgot that part of your question. Yes, there's so much to look forward to. What's first coming up in my work is that I will be teaching new courses this year. So I will be teaching Lightbringer. Lightbringer is the name of the ship that I'm from, the Arcturian ship that I'm from. It is the name of Commander Lightbringer, who's just, I named myself after my own ship because I love my ship so much. Is the Arcturian kind of parallel past and future incarnation that is channeling a lot of this information. So a lot of this information is coming from them, and they are obviously me, but they're obviously also my guide. And we are going to teach together a course called Lightbringer. And Lightbringer is going to be a gridwork and energetic mastery course. When I say mastery, it means that you're going to be in class for like 10, 12 hours worth of content in those kinds of, when it's a mastery course, there's, you know, 10 plus hours of you learning throughout that course. And you're in all of the courses for a whole year. That's your access to them for at least 1 year. So you can rewatch and retake them as many times as you want to within that year. But very shortly, within the next month or so, I will be teaching Lightbringer, and I'm going to teach you how to do grid work all over the planet. I'm going to teach you how to master these energies. If you're like, I would really love to take a negative energy and use, you know, a negative pocket of energy in my neighborhood and use it to create wealth and abundance for my neighborhood instead, that's something that I'm going to be teaching. So it's kind of the next level. And the course that you would want to take before that is definitely Psychic Channeling 1 and learning how to channel safely. And so we will be teaching Lightbringer. My community is very excited because they've been listening to all of the podcast episodes that I have done about grid work all over the world. And I'm also going to be teaching the Path, which is the Soul Missions workshop, so that you can uncover your soul missions through the clues that you left yourself throughout your entire life. So that's a really accessible beginner level course. And you can start to find out what you came here to do. I'm also going to be teaching the Akashic Records course, which is teaching you how to go into the Akashic Records and read the Akashic Records. And that's going to be a level 2 from the Psychic Channeling level 1. So you learn how to channel and then you learn how to go into the Akashic Records. And many exciting things. I also have different high frequency money and wealth courses that are coming this year. Feminine Energetics of Money is coming this year. That's another branch of my work that I channel from the higher realms to help free humanity from the density that we experience around money, and especially star seeds and light workers who really want to be living their purpose, but feel held back by the financial aspect of it. And so that's something that I'm working with a lot of higher dimensional beings to channel that energy and information to the planet and help set a bunch of us free so that we can live our purpose and share that with others on the planet. The book. The book is coming. The book is a channeled, I want to call it a channeled entity. It is a channeled consciousness. I've done this a few times. I actually have a course called The Alignment Code that is a channeled consciousness. And, but this is going to be in written format. It's going to be in book format and it's channeled from the Arcturians. And it is called Awakening and the New Earth, Channeled Messages for the New Earth Architects. And it is going to have a lot of futuristic information in it about what to expect in our lifetime, which is really important. Like what's coming up in 2027, 2032, 2042, these different dates that they've given me where we're going to be experiencing shifts. So we want to know what's coming up, what life is going to be like, how to start shifting our energy now and preparing for that. Preparing in a fun way, a loving way, not like it's a work or a job that we have to do, or like, you know, it's going to be doomsday, which is what everyone thinks is happening. Trust me, there's no doom coming to Earth. It's actually going to be a really, really beautiful experience in the future here. And things are going to be getting better. If you feel like things are just getting worse on the planet, I can tell you with complete confidence, all of the timelines coming in are projected towards an absolute ecstatic bliss future for this planet. So it doesn't mean everything's going to be ecstatic bliss the whole time, but it does mean that that's available for you if you choose it. So the book is coming. The book is being channeled and written, and I'm sure that it will arrive exactly when it intends to. I intend to be the conduit for it, but I am very excited to get this in everyone's hands so that you kind of have this new earth manual of what to expect and all these channeled messages that are going to activate you. My mission when I left the Lightbringer and came down to Earth was to activate and illuminate the light leaders, the new earth architects, the people who are going to, who have this vested interest in the future of our planet. So when I say vested, I mean the future over the next 1,000 years, which means you're going to be reincarnating here again and again and again to continue building out this new earth and continue this ascension process. And those are the people who are going to be drawn to this work, who are going to be drawn to me, who are going to be drawn to the courses, and of course, to the book itself. Going to be a new earth manual, and I'm excited for it. I think my community is really excited for it. The other book that you're going to be able to find my channeled messages in, if you feel an activation inside of you when I say the words Galactic Wars, which are a real thing that did happen in our local universe, my channeled messages about the Lyran aspect of the Galactic Wars, which was the beginning of it, is going to be featured in Myra Rath's book about the Galactic Wars. And that, I believe, is also coming out. So yeah, there's going to be two books that I'll be a part of and probably many, many more in the future. I'm a writer. I love writing. Danny knows because all of my Instagram posts are carousels where I've like written a whole lesson for you guys. And so much information for you to uncover. And that really comes from my Arcturian Akashic Records, record keeper. I'm a book nerd. I love reading. I love writing. When I came into this lifetime, I always believed that I would be a storyteller, that I would be a fiction novelist, that I would write books. And now that I know, or that I remember what I remember, there's so many interesting things that are so, feel so out there, but they're actually not fiction, that actually happened in the records, that actually happened on other planets and other civilizations. So I think there's a lot of really amazing books to come as well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Annie. And you've touched on something that drew me into your podcast, the Galactic Wars. And I really hope that we can get you back to talk about this a little bit more in future and hopefully a few more tidbits of other things too.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And it's an exciting time to be on this planet. And I hope that if anyone takes any messages away from this, if maybe you thought it was the wildest thing you've ever heard, you just, my hope and my intention for you is to just know that like the future of this planet is so bright and it's so beautiful and it's going to be so, so good.
I have no doubt that you enjoyed hearing from Annie just as much as I did. I have learned so much from Annie, and initially I reached out to her to go over a few other things, but I realized that it was important to take a step back and make sure that we understood a little bit about what's going on with ascension first. So Annie will be back on the show not only to talk a little more about ascension, but also to cover some of the things that I go into with a lot of my work. Annie has delved right into ancient civilizations here on Earth, but also on other planets. If you're as eager as I was to learn more, you might want to head on over to Annie's podcast, The Luminary Podcast, and check out her series on the Galactic Wars. The other thing I would encourage people to do is get in touch with Annie on social media. I have learned so much from Annie just by connecting with her on Instagram. If you really enjoyed listening to her today, I think you'll enjoy connecting with her there too. If there's someone that you know who you think will enjoy today's episode, please remember to share this with them. Thank you once again for being here. I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay curious, stay open-minded, and as always, don't forget to love without delay.